أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله The nights and the days of Ramadan are passing us by very fast and we must seize every opportunity given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and maximize our ibadah and maximize our tawbah and our istighfar and our turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. Yesterday we discussed the importance of tawbah, which is the physical act of turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, feeling the sense of guilt and remorse and physically turning to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we learned that it is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when His servant does that. Just like some of the things that your parents may love, they love when you smile at them, or when you hug them, or when you embrace them, or when you kiss them, you love them, that your parents love you even more when you do something that they love. And this is one of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also loves, that His servants and His slaves turn to Him in sincere tawbah and in sincere istighfar. So inshallah al-aziz, tonight we will talk, build upon the tawbah element and come to the istighfar, because tawbah is the physical act of turning and then istighfar is the actual action or the words that we utter in order to get the seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So tonight inshallah I'll give a few examples of how we can do certain acts which will give us or grant us the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jal. The Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, in this regard he mentions that man qala raditu billahi rabban wa bil islami deena wa bi muhammadin nabiyyan wa rasoola, that individual, that Muslim who sincerely makes this statement with his tongue and also with his heart, that he has to have the sincere conviction and he makes the statement and he professes that I am indeed content, I am pleased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my Lord, with Islam being my way of life and my religion, the chosen way of life given to me by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am pleased, I am satisfied, and I am content with Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being my prophet and being my messenger. The person who says this, wajabat lahu al-jannah. Wajabat lahu al-jannah. That for that person, Jannah will become wajib upon him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a reward. But this is not just saying it for the sake of saying it in the morning, say it three times because it's part of the azkar, and in the evening saying it three times, part of the azkar. No, saying it but also believing it is very, very different. So we have to say that we believe in Allah Azza wa Jal as our Lord, which means you acknowledge and understand that only He is worthy of worship. That all of the ahkamat and the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you, you will obey them wholeheartedly without any hesitation, without any reluctance. And all of the things that He has prohibited you from, you will also stay away from those things. That is what it means to be pleased and content. Sometimes we are not pleased and content with even our parents. Sometimes we are not pleased and content with our employer or with our friends, and we say, no, I don't like this about you and that about you, no. But true friendship, in spite of all of these shortcomings, etc., you still love them and you still follow them and you're always pleased with them. Similarly, being dutiful and loving towards your parents means in spite of all of the differences that you may have, you still wholeheartedly respect, honor and love your parents and you obey them no matter what. And this is far greater for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when you say that you are truly pleased with Allah Azza wa Jal in the entirety of Allah being your Lord and everything that entails with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being your Lord. When you say that you are entirely pleased and content with Islam being your way of life, there's no ifs and buts that, you know, I like Islam, but, you know, salah is a bit hard. Or I'm not too happy about the zakat or the beard. Do I really have to keep a beard? Do I really have to follow this sunnah and that sunnah? Is this really fard? Is this really wajib? Can I not just do the minimum X, Y, and Z? All of these nitpicking is showing that you're not actually satisfied and content with Islam being your religion. This same Islam that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati wa raditu lakum al-islam ad-deena, that I have completed and perfected your way of life for you. This is your way of life, how Allah wants us to live, how He wants us to wake up, how He wants us to do tahara and wudu, how He wants us to do ghusl, how He wants us to wear clothes, how He wants us to behave ourselves with our family, with our friends, how He wants us to conduct ourselves with Muslims and non-Muslims, with neighbors at workplaces, how He wants us to pray and give our zakah. All of these things is our way of life. And if you start, you know, saying, I don't agree with this, and I don't agree with this, and I think, you know, Islam and its rights for women are a bit like this, and this, men should have more freedom, why can't they wear gold, why can't they wear silk, why can't they wear bracelets and necklaces and X, Y, and Z, I'm not really, you know, a bit iffy about hearing this. No, this is showing that you're not happy with what Allah has chosen and perfected for you, the deen of Islam. And similarly with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, his life, his sunnah, his entire biography, and you following him wholeheartedly, when you actually fulfill these words wholeheartedly and accepting and being content with Allah azza wa jal as your Lord, and with the deen of Islam being your complete way of life, and with the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam being the best example for you as a human being, male or female, for you to follow, then what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promise? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you, and as a result of the forgiveness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Jannah wajib upon you. That Jannah becomes necessary upon you. Wajib is 1 degree lower than fard. Fard is compulsory, that milisi. And wajib is just slightly lower than that. That means you're almost there. You're 99% there, or at least 95% there, because you will wholeheartedly say these things. Just like what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, that when you say, Allahumma adkhilni fil jannah, that, oh Allah, enter me into the gardens of paradise. When you say this 3 times, or when you say, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, when you say this 3 times, then Jahannam speaks up on your behalf and says to Allah, oh Allah, save this individual from the fire of hell. And Jannah speaks up and says, Ya Allah, enter him into the gardens of paradise. But you have to wholeheartedly want this and say this and understand and realize what is Jannah, what it's there for, who has created it, who wants you to enter into there, and the reality of Jahannam, and who wants you to go in there, and who is trying to save you from the fire of hell. In another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam, how we can achieve forgiveness and ultimately get into Jannah. The first one is when you say, obviously, you accept Allah as your Lord and Islam and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Allah azza wa jal and all of His angels, in Allah wa malaika, not the words that we're normally used to, yusalluna ala nabi, but this is in Allah wa malaika, Allah and His angels, and the namal. The namal is the ant, which is the smallest of creatures or insects that we can visually see, perhaps even more. But the ant inside its hole, and the fish inside the sea, Allah and His angels and all of the small insects, and everything between an insect and a whale. Because a whale is hoot, which is in this hadith. So everything minute and everything major, significant, Allah and His angels and the ants, the insects and the whales and the fish in the sea, they are all making dua for that individual, for that imam, for that teacher, for that person who is doing da'wah and teaching good towards other people. Come to Islam, read your salah, give your zakah, do this. And do this and do this. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Follow the deen of Islam. Follow the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. All of the angels and all of the creation is doing dua for you. They're doing dua that, oh Allah, forgive this individual. Oh Allah, enable him to continue to do more good deeds. And as a result, oh Allah, enter him into the gardens of paradise. So Allah azza wa jalla reminds us, وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Continuously do khayr. Do good things. Never say 1 pence is not a good thing. Never think that picking up litter from the road is not a good thing. Never think of anything small and insignificant as something trivial. Always do khayr and do khayr and share khayr wherever you may be, in your akhlaq, in your actions, in your deen and your way of life. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels and the ants and all of the fish in the seas will do dua for you, and do tawbah istighfar for you, and enable you, insha'Allah al-Aziz, to enter into Jannah. So this is the month where we're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. This is a way to seek the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by accepting Allah, by following the deen of Islam, by following the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, by doing khayr wherever we may go, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us that Jannah. Similarly, a very simple hadith of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, another way to get forgiveness of Allah azza wa jalla in the month of Ramadan, that whosoever perfects his wudu, to perfect their wudu, you might think, oh, wudu is just easy, wash your hands, gargle, rinse, you know, splash water on your face, quickly, arms, head, and feet, and that's it done. And the feet are the hardest, I think, in winter time. And even generally when you wake up in the morning, you don't mind so much your hands and your face. It's the feet, getting it into the sink and washing it, etc. That's probably the hardest element of wudu. But the point is, the Prophet ﷺ says that whosoever perfects his wudu, and after perfecting his wudu, then goes and reads 2 rak'at in the most perfect way, which means 2 rak'at with his heart and his mind completely in tune and completely focused and engrossed in salah, in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the worship and devotion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 2 simple things. How long does wudu take? 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes. I've seen certain people do wudu in like 15, 20 seconds, they're like that. But real wudu, if you do it properly and perfect your wudu, will take maybe 2, 3 minutes. Without wasting excessive water. And then 2 rak'at of wudu, tahiyyatul wudu. 2 rak'at, how long would that take? I'm not talking about when you're banging your head, but 2 good rak'at, 2 quality rak'at that you do for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if you take your time in Fatiha and a surah, maybe 4 or 5 minutes. 5 minutes plus 3 minutes is 8 minutes. So if you just give these 8 minutes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by perfecting your wudu, which is an act of ibadah, and doing 2 rak'at of tahiyyatul wudu without being distracted and enjoying your salah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that Jannah will become wajib for that individual and all of his sins will be forgiven. So again, you see that this is the month of so many opportunities where do good, Allah is wanting to forgive you. Do this, give charity, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you. Do wudu, do rak'at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive you again and again. So don't waste any opportunity in the days or nights of Ramadan. Do tawbah, turn to Allah azza wa jalla, and remember the angels that are carrying the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they're doing tawbah, they're doing istighfar for you. And you yourself sincerely turn to Allah azza wa jalla and physically utter those words, astaghfirullah rabbi min kulli dhanbin wa atubu ilayhi wa astaghfirullah al-azim. Do this sincere dua, perfect your wudu, perfect your salah, say wholeheartedly that you accept Allah as your Lord and you are content and pleased with Him, content and pleased with your deen of your religion and everything that it tells you to do, and you're content and pleased with the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. First thing that will happen, all of your sins will be forgiven, your heart will be purified, and Jannah will become wajib upon you all, insha'Allah al-Aziz. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to enter into Jannah and to sincerely do tawbah and istighfar and turn to Him in earnest. Jazakumullahu khairan.